time with the grandchildren. Over the Christmas and New Year's holidays and celebrations, I had the opportunity to spend some real time with a few of my youngest grandchildren. I came away with a few realizations. One, I thought I had a short attention span. Heck no. My attention span is lengthy compared to the attention spans of my grandkids. Two, I thought I had tons of energy. However, I found myself having a tough time keeping up with the little ones. So much so that I was yearning for a break every day so that I could get a nap. I pride myself on never getting totally exhausted, but I must admit, every day I was with the grandkids, I was exhausted at the end of the day. Three, it does not take much to stimulate my interest in something. However, I found out that I'm a stick in the mud compared to the youngsters. They can get stimulated by almost anything. Four, I have always thought that I show my emotions on my sleeve. Let me say that compared to these kids, I am so emotionally tight that I hardly ever cry, scream, roar, yell, or break down. These young kids all of a sudden yell, cry, sob, scream, sigh, weep, or totally lose it. Five, I've always thought that I was fairly expressive with my eyes. The eyes of these children can make me crumble. They can make my heart swoon. They can make my eyes begin to well up. They can bring a smile to my face. Their eyes are to die for. Six, and finally, I thought I had some unusual and interesting perspectives on what happens in life. However, I continue to be utterly amazed by a child's perspective on anything. It's more often than not so unique, wholesome, fresh, genuine, honest, and simple. Bottom line, for all the reasons outlined above, what a treat to be able to spend quality time with the grandchildren. I continue to marvel at these youngsters and toddlers. I marvel at what they bring to this world, to this life, and specifically to my life. I feel unbelievably fortunate to have grandchildren and to be able to spend time with them, and in a small way, be able to appreciate how they see and react to their world. Thank you, kids, for stimulating me, energizing me, exposing me to new perspectives, sharing your emotions with me, and looking directly into my eyes.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.